You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, time for a trending report. What's going on? Rockies actually beat the world champion Dodgers last night. We were talking the other day about the Rockies being relegated to just playing the role of spoiler. And that's what they did last night. They hurt the Dodgers' chances of trying to win the division. Those same two teams are going to play a day game today. First pitch a little bit after 1 o'clock out at Coors Field. What else is going on? I want to do a salute to all of the... Let me ask you something. Do redheads like or dislike the term ginger?
God, I don't know.
I think it's very neutral.
It sounds a little harsh.
Well, I was never really sure, but I think the majority are like, yeah, I'm a ginger. What the, you know, so what?
Yeah, I am who I am.
Today is Redhead Appreciation Day, don't you know?
Well, what do you do then? Buy them a Starbucks or something?
Give them a hug.
All right.
I was writing a piece a while ago about anesthesia, and I actually researched to find out if it's true that redheads require more anesthesia. And the answer, and so... I ultimately, after reading about it, I actually called my brother-in-law, who's an anesthesiologist.
Perfect.
And he said, yep.
Ah.
That's also one of the reasons, like even the little topical stuff, like if a redhead goes to the dentist and they have to numb an area, it takes more than usual.
Really?
For a redhead. And they said that's why, and I think I put this in the mailer today, that's why redheads are more likely to have a fear of going to the dentist than a blonde or brunette or something, because the anesthesia doesn't take as well. They need more of it.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Well, there's that.
Fun fact.
That's what I'm all about, the fun facts. Newsweek put out their list of the companies and industries with the best customer service. Apple made the list. PetSmart made the list. Starbucks made the list. They broke it down into so many different categories. I mean, I kind of lost track after a while. Donuts, they put number one as Lamar's Donuts.
Yum.
How about that? Between the bagel and sandwich shops, they put Jersey Mike's at number one. PetSmart for pets, I guess. Your shop, Cabela's, came in number three for outdoor sporting goods.
Oh, they're so friendly there.
Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of others. So, and then lastly, we kind of teased this a little while ago, the color of the year. Emily, our contestant on Boys Against the Girls, said that her dream job would be to be an interior designer. Well, you better know what colors are really popping right now. Like, what's the hip happening color for next year, 2022, Jeremy? It's evergreen fog.
A sophisticated wash of color for spaces that crave a subtle yet stunning statement shade.
Doesn't that almost sound like the way they describe wines?
Like, is it pretty?
It's bold and yet not pretentious.
The color embraces creativity, intention, and discovery.
Look, it's gray-green, okay? For those of you who are wondering what evergreen
fog is. It's a confusing color.
It's gray-green.
What color is it?
Is it gray or is it green?
It's one of those ones where you walk into the room and you do like a squint, and you're like, what, is it gray?
You turn your head.
What is this?
Like a dog staring at a fan. You're like,
it's a color when you walk into a room at like a house you're looking at, and you're like, oh, we got to repaint this room. That's what evergreen fog is.
I think I have painted a room evergreen fog before it was known as that color, because it was a grayish green.
It just said gray green on the can.
Probably. It's not like the names on the Crayola 64 pack. Do you ever read those and you're like, what?
What?
Burnt sienna?
Huh?
Anyway, what else is trending?
Oh, I hate to tell you this, but Christmas might be ruined this year. Christmas is 92 days, 15 hours, and 20 minutes away.
Wow.
It's going to cost you a little more to deck the halls this year. This is some information coming from the American Christmas Tree Association. Love them. They say there's going to be a shortage of artificial trees this year. Some sellers are already increasing their prices by 20% to prepare. They said a bunch of weather events in the Pacific Northwest, including wildfires and drought, have impacted the sale, or the growing, actually, of the real Christmas trees. A lot of the farmers out there have lost up to 90% of their Christmas tree crop this summer. So what does that mean? People are going to be clamoring to get the fake ones. And, of course, with that, there's supply chain disruptions, you know, material shortages, driver shortages to get them to the stores. It's just going to be a big old Christmas tree mess this year, and they're going to be super expensive. So go now. Go now if you need a tree. I was at Target yesterday. They got Christmas stuff out already. It's there. Yeah. It's packing the shelves, man. Netflix has acquired the rights to, how do you say his name? Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl. Like you roll a doll. Is that a pen name?
R-O-A-L-D. No, Roald. That's his real name. Yeah.
Roald Dahl. You know, anyway, they got all his work. And you're wondering, who is this R.D. guy?
He's British.
A British novelist, short story writer, poet, screenwriter, and wartime fighter pilot. All rolled into one. Rolled into one. This dude wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, James and the Giant Peach, The Fantastic Mr. Fox, The BFG, and many more of your childhood favorites, Dom. And anyway, Netflix has got all his work now.
And some naughty adult books, too.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Netflix is already working on a series based on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and they're going to be doing something with Matilda the Musical. So they say it's a pretty big buy. This was a good move on Netflix's part, from what I keep reading. So
yeah,
a lot of good content.
He's an interesting writer. You know, besides all of his children's stuff, he also wrote the screenplays for two of the early James Bond movies.
Oh, there you go.
So he was prolific.
What a creative guy. He must have been working in that green-gray room. Whatever it was. Saturday Night Live is still alive and well. They're going to be kicking off season 47 on October 2nd with Owen Wilson and Casey Musgraves. Wow. Wow. Are you familiar with the Owen Wilson wow? Wow. You familiar with that?
I guess. He just says it all the time.
He says it in every one of his movies or anything he does. It's like a crutch. It's a wow. Google that today on YouTube. Owen Wilson wow.
And
get
like
a 30-minute montage of it. Mm-hmm. So. Anyway, SNL is going to be coming back. I love this story because I'm a big fan of Vans, the shoes. They're hot on social media today because they're releasing the Vans X Horror Collection this summer. Vans is known for making really fun, unique, creative shoes based on pop culture items. This time around, it's all horror movies. Stephen King's It, A Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, and The Shining. All four of those are going to be made into shoes. I posted a link on our Facebook if you want to check them out. I kind of like the Nightmare on Elm Street ones.
Scary shoes.
They look really cool. Yeah, scary shoes. And then finally, this is kind of an interesting story this morning talking about sparkling water, because we actually just had some friends remodel their kitchen and they put a tap in so they get sparkling water whenever they want. It's a little tap and they go over and it's all bubbly and it tickles your nose. They're saying you shouldn't be drinking a lot of sparkling water.
Why not?
It's really bad for your teeth. It's going to mess up your teeth. There's no fluoride in it, and then it's full of carbon dioxide in the bubbles, which lowers your pH in your mouth, which makes your saliva more acidic. What does that happen? It rips the enamel off your teeth.
Oh.
So stop it with the sparkling water, and it'll make you feel bloated and give you acid reflux, which I have that anyway. But my teeth look fine, so I don't know. So anyway, check yourself when you're drinking the sparkling water. All right, let's do clickbait. Head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a viral video that's making the rounds. It's a surgeon from TikTok revealing three crazy things you didn't know about plastic surgery, one of which is a story about how your nipples can fall off, Dom.
Well, how does that happen?
Not again! Get a stapler, staple it back on! Anyway, I'm not going to tell you. You got to watch the video. Oh, it's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy. Has anyone seen my nipple?
The cat is batting it around the room on
the floor.
Where's
my nipple?
All of that nonsense, it's what's trending now. Here with the Dom and Jeremy Show at Mix 100.